Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's Britney, bitch. Shake your tits. Dunkin' Donuts. What is up, guys? It's T. Kyle here, and hello, and welcome to another weekend chat where it's actually the weekend. You guys are getting two in the same, like, 3-day period. I feel like I just posted yesterday, even though it was Monday. But happy Friday. I'm back. And if all goes according to plan, I am back on YouTube. So if you are seeing me here, hello, I am back. I think I fixed my camera lens, but I don't know. So I'm running a backup with this microphone that you see in front of my face, which is my podcast microphone, because if this fails, then it fails and I'll have to use this instead. But I'm here, I'm back. I have my new ring light set up and I feel like it looks great. So I'm here. Hello, happy Friday. It has been a struggle this morning. I was like ready to give up. I was trying like all these different things and my camera was like not working. And I think I troubleshot it. I think I did enough troubleshooting, whatever. So that's that. I'm back on camera and it feels kind of nice. And yeah, I'm also here with, I'm already sweating. I've had my air conditioner off for 10 minutes and I'm like, oh my God, I'm hot. Do you see this? I'm literally sweating already. You can't win. I have my iced large coffee from Dunkin' Donuts, not sponsored. This new little wave design for the summer. How cute, right? Had a little incident before that, you know, is totally irrelevant to this conversation, but I just thought I would tell you anyway, because I like to be transparent and honest on this weekend chat. So I got two iced coffees because I was like, I need one to get energy to set all this shit up. And then I need one that's going to be like my fake one. So when I drink on camera, it's not gone because I can like guzzle these things down. So I got two just in case, because I was like, I need whatever. I got two. The other one is now completely spread all over my kitchen floor. I dropped it upon entering my kitchen. So my, what would that be called? My faux, whatever, my prop Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee that was going to be used for like later is all over my kitchen floor. So this is the things that I do to bring you guys this riveting, highbrow, perfectly produced and edited content. So yeah, that's fun. I'm just looking over at all the paper towels that, you know what? It is what it is. Hello, everyone. It feels weird being back on camera, but I will say it feels kind of nice. I feel like my skin looks way better. You guys know I talked about that as being a reason why I like kind of left for a while. She's here. She's back. I feel like I'm getting it under control. That is a quick update there. Don't know what it is, really. I'm still kind of following the same routine. I'm just trying to make sure that I'm always consistent. And I also started taking probiotics again, so I don't know if that helps, but I'm not a doctor, so I don't know. So there's that. And what am I shaking my tits to this week, you guys? Well, it's still Higher Love by Kygo, but also I started listening to the new song Carry On with, what's her name? Shit. That's going to look shady now because I kept telling myself, don't forget this. Rita Ora. It's from the Pokemon movie or like whatever, the Pokemon soundtrack, which, by the way, speaking of Pokemon soundtracks, nothing will be better than that M2M song. What was that song called? You guys know that one. It's by M2M. It's like, don't say you love me, you don't even know me, or whatever. I don't know. Isn't like Mewtwo like a queen of pop? Who knows? But I'm shaking my tits to Carry On. I didn't really like it when it first came out, I'm not gonna lie. And then I was listening to it, and I was like, you know what? I could actually get down to this. So I'm kind of into that one too. And it's like, ooh, I'm not even gonna try to sing it. So what are we going to chat about today? So you guys, I woke up this morning and I was a wreck, and I'm just going to tell you guys all about it because I need to get it off my chest. Cause I feel like if I talk about it and I get it out and I just scream it into the void, because I don't know, maybe you won't even see this because who knows if my camera's still working. So I woke up this morning and I was feeling a sense of FOMO, which for those of you who don't know what that means, it means fear of missing out. And, it's July 5th. So yesterday was July 4th. And I didn't do anything, and that was intentional because I obviously did a lot the weekend before, like just 3 days ago for World Pride, got myself VIP Kygo tickets, you know, drinks, the whole shebang. And I'm currently trying to save money and prepare for my next chapter in my life and my career and et cetera, et cetera. Long story short, but I was just like, you know what? It's too soon. I really don't feel like drinking again. And then I was on Instagram, of course, and I was like, oh, I really wish I did something. I should have gone somewhere. But then I'm like, no, I am saving money. Is that like, you know what I mean? Like, it sucks. And my laptop's busted, so I'm saving for a laptop and like all this shit, whatever. I was kind of feeling a little flop, I'm not gonna lie. And do you guys ever feel like when you feel like a little bit of a flop, it just like spirals and snowballs, and then you're like, oh my God, I'm a flop here, I'm a flop there, here a flop, there a flop, everywhere flop, flop. You know, like old McFlop, you know? And it just kind of was like spiraling and spiraling and spiraling. And then I was like, you know what? Snap out of it. Go to fucking bed, wake up tomorrow and do something else. So that's why I'm here. But I was feeling like a flop, I'm not gonna lie. And it'll be worth it, though. In the long run, I feel like it'll be worth it. But I'm like, oh my God, does someone just want to come over and play video games or do something free? You know what I mean? Like, it's so expensive to go out here. You go out, you can easily drop $120 in one night and then be hungover and then feel like shit. Ugh, whatever. I was also feeling like a flop this morning because I woke up and I was like, oh, what do I talk about on the weekend chat today? Do I do a pop culture show? Do I rant about how I feel like a flop? Or should I lie to everyone and pretend like, oh, I feel great this morning? Or should I just not do one at all? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like that cycle. I don't know. This is my therapy. I told you guys that. And that's why I'm venting it out, because I'll probably feel better. And so that's kind of where I'm at right now in this moment today. But I did fix my YouTube account. I fixed my camera, so that's all good. Found out that my YouTube account was sending my AdSense to a separate, like, like a dead AdSense account, like, that wasn't existing. And I was like, oh, you stole my $21. I want my 20, that's how much I made last year, by the way, from YouTube. In case you're wondering, you know, where we get the budget for this Old Navy t-shirt and this $30 microphone from Amazon Prime, not sponsored, and this beautiful set here, it's from my AdSense, where I made $21 in the year 2018, rich, but I fixed that, and then I also, what else did I did something else. What the fuck else did I do? See, I don't even know. Oh, also, I am freelancing for Trisha Paytas again, you guys. So if you're here on YouTube, go over to her channel and watch one of her new videos, and you may recognize the vocals in the commercial for her tour that's at the beginning of all her new vlogs. Me.
She's YouTube's very own queen of pop. Trisha Paytas, the Heartbreak Tour, coming to a city near you.
I edited a commercial and did the voiceover for her tour promo. And it's kind of funny. Like, I love it. Like, I'm just like, she's YouTube's queen of pop, Trisha Paytas. It's just like so stupid, but I love it. So that was fun. That's something I did this week, you know, to basically pay back for my Kygo tickets. I was like, I need to do something to like make a little extra money. I hope this is all working. let me show you guys, if you guys are curious, like, how this all works. Like, so this here is my podcast recorder. So that's recording. And that's hooked up to this guy right here. And then I have another mic that's up here that's hooked up to my camera, which has my lens, which my lens was busted. And then we have a ring light around it. And I'm currently sitting on my couch and my legs are trapped in between two tripods and iced coffee. That is my production setup. You know, we make do with what we make do. Oh, and then I have a Hue light back there. And I was kind of like, maybe I could get like another stand and just do two. And it would be like, and I could match it to my shirt. You guys, see, this is like, I'm in limbo. That's the problem. I'm in limbo. And I feel weird coming on every single week being a total mess. Being like, what if I do this? What if I do this? Oh my God, what if I try this? I'll move over here next week. And then next week I'll be, you know what I'm saying? Do you guys want to do a little pop culture moment for a second? Should we do a little pop culture moment for a second? And maybe I'll put up a poll on YouTube and you guys can vote on YouTube and tell me what it is that you like. But let's do a little pop culture moment, shall we? Let me know if you guys care about my opinions on this stuff. Taylor Swift, let's go into it. Taylor Swift versus Scooter Braun. What do I think about it? I don't really care. That's how I feel about it. I kind of feel, and this is like short and sweet, this is like how I feel like in general. Now you guys know I'm not like a big Swiftie, but I'm also not a hater bitch. And I appreciated what she did with the last album, Reputation. She like owned the whole Snake thing. She took it, she twisted it, she put it in her videos. Like she really won that whole thing, and I loved that. So I appreciate the artistry, the effort, the intelligence, if you will. And I also appreciate an artist who writes their own music, etc., whatever. You know, I feel like I'm an objective person when it comes to the girls. So objectively speaking, I am not a Swiftie, but I'm not a hater bitch. Not a girl, not yet a woman. I'm not a Swiftie. Not a hater. Anyway, T. Kyle Live from the Staples Center. So Taylor Swift for Scooter Braun. Okay, here's how I feel about it. I feel like there was a business decision or a contract or some sort of deal that was worked out, and Taylor was not happy with the outcome of that deal. So what she did was, and this is kind of playing into the whole cancel culture that I talked about last week maybe, I feel like Taylor thought that she could blast this situation on Tumblr, which, by the way, shout out to Tumblr for still being alive and well. Like, can we just talk about that for a second? I mean, the people at Tumblr are probably shaking that their page views went from like 5 to 8 million overnight. I feel like she thought by blasting this and then getting all of her fans to pile on that they would reverse the decision and put it in her favor, or just like drop the contract or like drop the whole thing, and that she would be able to be like, well, I win because all the fans went crazy and her harassing you. And the thing is, life doesn't work like that. I didn't really, I'm going to say it, I thought that it was a little bit of a, she kind of goofed like big time. Like, I really thought that was embarrassing of a move to make, because it's like, that's not how business works and that's not how contracts work. And you can't just go life that way, having this like Taylor Swift army on social media in your back pocket to unleash on people when something doesn't go your way, or when a compromise wasn't in your favor, or you know what I mean? Like, it just felt meh to me. Like, something about it felt gross. And I will say, you did it on Pride. Like, it was literally World Pride in New York. It was Pride in San Francisco. And you like come out of this whole thing after just doing all that stuff for the Equality Act, which I loved what she did in the You Need to Calm Down video, which record scratch, irony, just has a single out that's called You Need to Calm Down. Did you listen to the own mix, girl? She basically did this video and it pushed to the Equality Act. And I'm like, you just did all this good using your like platform and your army to like boost this and get this petition out there. Then on World Pride Day, you're like, psych, let me go blast these people on the internet. And it's like, I don't know. It just felt really weird. And then the fans went and found Scooter's and his family's home address. And like, he has a wife and kids, and they're not involved in this. Like, they're not part of this, and you're putting their safety at risk. And that's where it just crosses a line for me. Like, whatever business issues you have, work it out in the boardroom, okay? You don't need to, like, get your fans to harass the family. That's where it feels weird, because they're innocent players in this. Like, his little, like, children who are, like, I think they're, like, under the age of 5. I don't know. I think they're babies. I, like, briefly saw photos. I don't know. I think they're babies. Little Bobies, little Scooter Braun Bobies have nothing to do with this. His wife has nothing to do with this, although she did kind of drag Taylor in that Instagram post. But she served facts. I just kind of was like, eh, like, why? Sort this out amongst yourselves. Like, this is none of anyone's business. Business is business. And in business, people get paid. Record labels get paid. There's people who do your artwork. There's people who do your albums. There's people who just do your distributing. Like, there's people who work and do marketing, and your graphic designers, and all of that stuff that goes into making music and making your work sell. Like, when it comes to your tours, there's tour directors, there's people who do the lights and the sound and construction and setups. And, you know, like, there's people who work for you. They deserve to get paid and deserve money too. Work out your business shit, like, offline. Go to a boardroom, girl. Like, we don't care. No one cares. And that's how I feel about that. Also, this week in pop culture drama, there is this whole scandal about Ariel, the Disney, Queen of Disney, my favorite Disney princess, because she is a ginger, just like me. There's all this outrage at the casting for Ariel. And you know what? If there's any outrage about this, it should be that they didn't cast me as a natural ginger. Give me a couple tracks. I will flip my tits in that ocean on that rock. I want to be where the legends are. I wanna see tits shaking. What of them? I don't even know the words to the song. But anyway, there's all this outrage about the casting, and literally the only thing I have to say about it is, like, shut the fuck up. Like, that's literally all I have to say. It's a fucking cartoon fish. Like, mermaids are literally fake, first of all. Second of all, it's a cartoon. Third of all, like, who cares? Fourth of all, you probably can't sing, so, like, who is listening to your opinion on who should get casted? Like, let's be real. Like, all these people that are complaining, I'm like, can you sing? No. So, this is the thing I don't understand. It's like, first of all, it's the 4th of July. Log out, shut the fuck up, go to a barbecue and shove a hot dog in your mouth and stop complaining and, like, shut up. Like, literally, I just don't get it. Also, if you have such a problem with the casting of a movie, then don't fucking watch the movie. Like, I don't, like, you, no one's forcing you to go watch the movie. If you have such a problem with it, don't watch the movie. I, like, that's the thing that really boggles my mind with people, when they're like, oh my God, I'm never supporting Nike ever again. Do you want a medal? Like, then don't buy the shoes. No one cares. Like, oh my God, this erasure of gingers, like, the original mermaid, like, I can't believe it. No one cares. No one cares. Attention. No one cares. Don't watch the movie. It's still probably going to go number one, whether you watch it or not. Like, this fake outrage of, like, stupid shit is so stupid to me. Like, I really don't get it. Like, I'm so sick of people. People just do it now for attention. That's the other thing, too, is, like, can we please stop giving people this attention for shit that's, like, not actually real? Like, there's, you know, that there's someone who was like, oh, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna, like, make a fake outrage, tweet it for attention, go viral, and then they're like, look what I did. Like, the same thing with the Starbucks cups. Like, you know that some Debbie and Susie out there were like, oh my God, my cup is red. Are you kidding me? This erasure of the color green is disgusting. Tweet, 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 and then they go viral. Like, What should I do? I need a viral moment. Like, what should I pretend to be fake outraged about? Like, let me know. Give me comments below. Give me some suggestions. How can I get promo for my flop weekend chat? I only get, like, 600 views. I want 1,000. So should I just start pretending to be mad about everything? That's really what people do. Like, people actually get famous off of being mad about shit that, like, they're not really mad at. I don't get it. Can we please stop doing that not in 2020, tomorrow, can we please stop doing this? Like, can we stop giving people attention for stuff that's not real? Like, the people are not really mad about this. They're just looking to cause a problem. Also, speaking of casting for The Little Mermaid, on my Twitter account, I retweeted something this morning of someone who said that the Cock Destroyers should play the two, like, little evil eels. They made a video and they dubbed over the audio. It is so fucking funny. It is on my Twitter page. I retweeted it. Hi guys, look at these lovely big tits. And it's just the two little evil eels, like, circling around Ariel.
Oh, hi guys, look at these lovely big tits. Do you know what we are? We're fucking cock destroyers, aren't we, babe?
Fucking destroyers.
Yeah, fucking cock destroyers.
I don't know, who else is... I'm sure people are going to be real mad when they find out that the fish isn't played by a real fish. Or what about isn't there like a lobster? Isn't one of the characters like a lobster or like a crab or something? You know, they're going to be real mad when a real crab doesn't get casted to play the fucking crab. Who's going to play the flounder? Isn't that his name? What's his name? Flounder? I don't know this stuff, you guys. I don't know anything about I just know that Ariel is a queen of pop, and that's literally it. Also, isn't there, like, the big dad with, like, the pole, the little stick in, like, the castle, and he's, like, Titan or something, or, like, from Atlantis? He's hot. So I hope, like, Joe Manganiello isn't, like, God. This is why I can't do a pop culture show, because I don't know shit about any of these people. But that guy that's, like, huge with, like, the big buff muscles, is his name Joe Manganiello? Hot. He should play that dad with, like, the beard and the big Titan stick. I think that's what it's called. It's definitely a Titan stick. No. I'm going to stop talking about this now because I'm digging myself into such a deep sea of flop right now. So we're going to... The moral of the story is shut up. I really hope this video is working today because... It could just be my viewfinder, but, like, my hair looks really red and my shirt is very blue and my skin looks good for once, for the first time, like, 6 months. And I just hope that because I need, like, I need a little self-esteem boost. I'm not going to lie, because there's some, do I need to just expose myself again? Because I feel like when I expose myself on here, it, like, actually personally pays off, or not pays off, personally helps me fix the shit in my life. Okay, closing out this weekend chat, let's talk about one last thing. And I'm going to expose myself here because I thought about keeping this private. And then I was like, you know what? Maybe by putting this out there, it'll hold me accountable to myself. I have decided recently that I need to get myself back on track with my health. I'm more tired. My clothes are not fitting as well. I feel... just like aches and pains and things like that. And it's just not where I want to go. I don't feel like myself. I don't feel like myself in my own skin. And I have noticed it happening more and more frequently lately. And the reason why is because I've gained a lot of weight. Now, this has been like a slow process over the past year and a half. So that's kind of why I don't think it was as alarming for me, because it literally happened so slow. I didn't just like gain 30 pounds in a month, you know, it just was slow and slow and slow and slow and like this slow process. Whew, I'm not crying, I swear. I'm literally about to sneeze again. I can't get up. My tissue, I'm trapped underneath all these poles. Shit. And I don't have a tissue. Ugh, fuck. How can I get out? I'm literally stuck. Like I can't move. One second. Be right back. Okay, I'm back, trapped again. Let me take a little sip of my Dunkin'. Okay, so what I was saying was I've gained a lot of weight in the past year and a half, and it was a slow and steady process, and I really didn't think anything of it. And then I just started noticing, because I went through my closet, and there was so much stuff in there that I love wearing that didn't fit anymore. And I was like, what the fuck is going on in here on this day? And I weighed myself, and the number did not lie. And I was like, whoa, I did not think it was that bad or how high it had gotten. And so I really need to reverse this. And it's something that I really want to do for myself so that I can feel better in my own skin and just feel healthier. And I want to get my weight down, and I want to start going to some sort of Like, I don't know. I don't want to do like a workout training per se, but I just want to do something where I can work on my shoulders, my arms, my knees, my legs, my hips, like just kind of work on all the muscles. So that way I don't feel like my body's falling apart in 5 years. You know what I mean? Like just like generic, just to like make everything feel a little taut. You know what I'm saying? Like we just got it together. Like I can lift something and carry it down the street. You know what I mean? That's where I'm at. And so I'm going to share that with you guys here because I don't know, maybe I'll start tracking it on here or doing something on here. That's the other thing. And this is, oh my God, I'm all over the place. That was the other thing I was thinking with the weekend chat was with my weekend chat, it's like one time every week. And if I do YouTube, it's like story times. And if I do like a weight loss thing, then that's different from the weekend chat. And then I was like, do I include it all in the weekend chat? Do like boom, 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 like pop culture and then like health roundup. And then today we learned, you know what I'm saying? Like how, this is the process of trying to figure out what the fuck you want to do in your life. And you guys are getting a front row view to me figuring all this shit out. The evolution of the weekend chat, which a lot of you guys have seen. If you are here on YouTube, you've literally seen the first one, which I don't even think I called it a weekend chat. I just like sat down and like bitched into my camera and then kept doing it and kept doing it. And then it transformed into where we are today, which is number 83, which is, I mean, it's, I've been doing it for over a year, and with all the breaks, it's probably 2 years now. So yeah, I need to lose weight, and it's a matter of health and just also comfort. I'm starting at 193, which is like also like the thing is I don't wear it so much here and here. It's all like in my mid area because it's stress related. That's the thing. And that's also the biggest problem, which my doctor has told me numerous times that like I could really have some serious problems in the future because of that, because of the stress and because of where it all sits on my body. It's like all stress weight. So that's kind of why like I was looking back and I was just realizing like the event that kind of led to all of this taking off, I definitely know what it was. And then as the years went on, it was like just I never got it back under control and never like got grips on it and just kept getting worse and worse and worse. And with my schedule being so fucking whack, my schedule is so fucking whack, you guys. Like it is like it's honestly like bullshit sometimes. Like I'm gonna be completely real here. Like I hate my schedule now. It used to be so normal and so routine and so like the same thing every single week, and I had a flow going, and I was going to the gym, and I was like, you know, my eating was like on point. It was like every single day I had the same thing at the same time, and I went to bed at the same time. Now my schedule is like this. It's all like it'll be a 16-hour day here, and then an 8-hour day, and then a 4-hour day, and then I have to be up in the morning, then I'm up till 4 a.m. It's just like all over the fucking place. And so I'm just trying to take the grips and be like, okay, let's reel it back. And let's get on top of this and let's get down to my goal weight, which I'm not going to say what it is because I don't want anyone's opinion. Sorry, I'm just being real. Like, I don't need people's like chirping in my ear about like, that's too low or this is too high or you shouldn't be doing like blah, 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 blah. But I am just going to go on my journey. And I think what my method is going to be, because intermittent fasting does work really well for me. It worked so well for me the last time I did it. It's literally the reason how I lost all the weight back in 2017. But my schedule was also much more normal in 2017. So I think I'm gonna have to get really, really strict about what I'm eating. Maybe substitute in some shakes instead of meals for my late nights and just completely do a lockdown and get really good about it. And I'm debating like maybe going to a nutritionist or like investing the money. I'm trying to save my money, but this is something I think is worth it. And so I just don't know which thing I want to do. Do I want to get a trainer? Do I want to get a nutritionist? Do I want to do some kind of like meal program where I can help just keep me, you know, in check on the daily, given that my schedule is all over the place. I haven't decided. I don't know yet. I've also debated like going partially keto because I know that that really works for people, but, I need to educate myself more on that. So I don't know. It's another day, another journey. And, you guys are along on the ride again. Also, I've been doing Twitch a little bit and I don't know how I feel about it. I'm trying it. I'm doing it, but it is new. I mean, I've learned it. Like, that's the one thing that's like really cool is like if someone was, you know, if a creator was like, oh, I want to start doing Twitch, I could be like, oh, I know how to set you up. Like, I literally know how to set someone up to do a Twitch stream. And then kind of circling back again to feeling like a flop, I was also thinking like, do I need to just surrender and become a behind the scenes girl? Like, should I just give it up? Should I hang it up and just go behind the scenes and be a producer and do filming and editing and setups for people and just hang it all up? You know what I mean? That was another thing that went through my head, but I don't know. It's like, I know something there is there. I don't know what it is. I'm trying to find it. Whatever. Fuck it. Also, thinking about possibly returning with Mew Mew's Brad in a new show, similar to the last podcast where it'd be weekly, but it would be a broader discussion, which I think could be really fun. But, it's still the summer and like we're both traveling and, you know, it's not really pressing at the moment, I guess, but we're just kind of toying with various ideas. That's another thing that's like on my radar. And that's pretty much it for this week. I feel like I'm rambling. I feel like I'm just going on and on and on. I just hope maybe this video will work. And then I'll be back on YouTube and I can actually say hi to you guys because I've been in audio only for like 3-4 weeks now. And to everyone who's listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, thank you. If you are here on YouTube, please make sure to hit the subscribe button below. And if you want an alert every single time a video goes live, you can hit the bell icon and that will just pop up a little thing on your phone anytime I post a video because they are posted at random times. Also, if you're listening on podcast on Apple or Spotify, please leave me a review. That stuff really helps just get my search. It helps with search and stuff and people are able to find things. Oh, also, I'm going to be starting a Facebook page for me, like my personality or whatever they called, so that I can link it to my Instagram so that I can possibly maybe put these on Instagram TV and then link the two. And then when I do video edits, I can like sync it all up and just kind of have it like all connected. I don't know if that's going to work. I just am copying what I see other people do. I just see like friends of mine who are influencers do it. So I'm like, okay, well, maybe I should do it. I don't know. But I will link that link below. Everything in the description box will be where you can find the podcast, the Britney podcast, my Facebook, my Instagram, my Vine, my tax returns, my IRA account, my debit card information. Well, I shouldn't even joke about that because I had my debit card information stolen and I'm still dealing with that drama. That's a different drama for a different day. But all of the information will be, oh, my Shake My Tits playlist will be below. Every single week I add the songs that I talk about to this big playlist. So you can just find it all there or just hit shuffle if you want to like a little shake your tits moment. But yeah, it's all there. Okay, so before we wrap this out, today we learned, what did we learn today? I don't know. I don't think I learned anything today, actually. What did I learn today? Today I learned that people on the internet are always going to be annoying, but there's still some funny people on the internet, so follow them and look at my retweets because I retweet funny people all the time. That's like the goal of like my account. I'm like just wanting to boost funny shit all the time. I don't know. That's what we learned. I think that pretty much wraps up this weekend chat. It was short. This week was short, and I may be off the next 2 weeks, too. That's the other thing. I think I'm traveling next weekend. I'm definitely traveling the weekend after that, and, you know, obviously all this stuff ain't coming with me. It's not going to fit in any bag. Maybe that'll give me some more time to brainstorm. That's what I need to do. I really need to brainstorm more. And thank you guys for your support, as always, every single week. I appreciate it so, so much. And I will see you guys soon, maybe next week. But if not, I am on Twitter at @TKyleMack. You guys know that I'm always retweeting funny shit there. And if you are on Instagram, my Instagram is t.kyle. I just really have fun with Instagram stories. I feel like it's a creative outlet for me. I love to just post ridiculous shit. And that's kind of like my fun creative thing that I do. It's kind of like my old, like how I used to do on Tumblr. But yeah, that's all for this week. Thank you guys again. And I will see you very soon. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.